This is VOA News. I'm Scott Walterman. Since the start of the Israeli-Hamas war, Israeli settlers have been more and more aggressive toward their Palestinian neighbors, at first shooting across the border, and lately actually entering the West Bank and attacking. VOA's Yann Boshaw reports from the West Bank on this.
Amount of rubble, personal items, and destroyed furniture used to be the home of two Palestinian families in the herding community of El Mafagara until 2 weeks ago. One day, Jewish settlers who lived nearby arrived with guns, trucks, and a bulldozer, according to those who live here. In minutes, they say, everything was gone. People here say that before the war, they would call the Israeli police to solve any problems they had with the neighbor settlers. But now, they say, nobody comes to help them anymore. Yabwesha, VOA News, Hebron, the West Bank.
The humanitarian situation in Sudan, according to the United Nations, is catastrophic.
Sudan is now the world's largest displacement crisis, with 7.1 million people displaced.
That's Martha Ama Bakyapobi, the Assistant Secretary General for Africa, who says the warring parties have said they want to have a ceasefire, but their actions suggest otherwise. At the APEC meeting in San Francisco, Chinese President Xi Jinping and Japanese Prime Minister Fumio Kishida committed to pursuing mutually beneficial relations. It's their first face-to-face talks in a year, signed the two of Asia's largest communities looking to patch things up. This is VOA News. Myanmar's military has launched attacks from the air and sea to recapture a port town on the Bay of Bengal. This coming from an opposition alliance on Friday, as junta forces face the fiercest offensive from their enemies in years. The military is battling a coordinated offensive launched last month by an alliance of three ethnic minority insurgent groups. A U.S. federal jury on Thursday convicted a right-wing conspiracy theorist of a hammer attack on the husband of then-House Speaker Nancy Pelosi. Here's Reuters correspondent Gabe Singer with more.
David Wayne DePapp broke into the Pelosi San Francisco home in early morning hours in October 2022 and struck Paul Pelosi over the head with a hammer. The 82-year-old was knocked unconscious and hospitalized for several days, undergoing surgery for skull fractures. The former speaker was away in Washington at the time. Evidence showed DePapp was driven by right-wing conspiracy theories spread by QAnon. DePapp told the jury he planned to kidnap Nancy Pelosi, interrogate her, and break her kneecaps if he found her to be lying.
Reuters correspondent Gabe Fisher, who says DePapp also faces further charges, including attempted murder, in California state court.
Porque nos están ayudando para darle vuelta a la elección este domingo.
Argentine presidential candidate Javier Milei closing his campaign. The 53-year-old is now the pollster's narrow favorite to win a runoff election on Sunday against Sergio Massa. His combative stance has been a lightning rod for voter anger at the country's worst economic crisis in decades. The U.S. state of Illinois has earmarked $160 million to try to keep migrants warm through Chicago's winter. Here's AP correspondent Ben Thomas.
Nearly all of the roughly 24,000 asylum seekers who've come to Chicago since August of last year hail from much warmer climates and are vulnerable to the city's bitterly cold winters. The funds include $65 million to launch winterized temporary shelter to keep people from sleeping outdoors, and a similar amount for services, such as rental assistance and help with paperwork, including work permits. The city of Chicago has been in charge of housing new arrivals and has also spent tens of millions of dollars trying to accommodate them. But Governor J.B. Pritzker says the state is stepping in because the city hasn't moved fast enough. I'm Ben Thomas.
You can get news from our website 24 hours a day, and also you should download our mobile apps. You can hear VOA Radio on those. Scott Walterman, VOA News.